This is VOA News via remote. I'm Tommy McNeil. More than 20,000 firefighters from across the United States on Friday battled sprawling deadly wildfires up and down the West Coast as the arrival of cooler weather offered hope of a respite. Governor Kate Brown told a news conference Friday in Oregon that dozens of people are missing in two counties there. The Oregon Convention Center in Portland was among buildings being transformed into shelters for evacuees. Roughly 500,000 Oregon residents, more than 12% of the state's population, have fled their homes to escape those blazes. Meanwhile, California's Governor Gavin Newsom toured areas of his state incinerated by huge wildfires. In that state, a Northern California wildfire that destroyed a foothill hamlet has become the state's deadliest blaze of the year, with at least 10 people confirmed dead. Searchers are still looking for more than a dozen people. A U.S. federal prosecutor who was helping lead the investigation into the origin of the Russia probe has quit. AP correspondent Sagar Magani with the details.
Nora Danahy was a top prosecutor on the team led by U.S. Attorney John Durham, who was tapped last year to look into how the FBI and other agencies started their investigation. Durham's office confirms Danahy has resigned from the Justice Department, but did not say more. The investigation's only produced one criminal charge so far. Danahy's departure will further slow a probe already hampered by the virus pandemic. The president's indicated he wants results soon. There's also pressure to wrap it up since the Justice Department frowns on investigations that could affect an election. Sagar Magani, Washington.
And you can find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Saudi-led coalition in Yemen launched an attack early Saturday on two targets in the capital, which is controlled by the Houthi movement. Residents and a spokesman for the Yemeni army told Reuters the coalition said that they launched nine air attacks on a military engineering camp in the headquarters of the national security apparatus. A spokesman added that the coalition targeted a meeting of high-level Houthi leaders at the camp. More than 912,000 people have now died globally from COVID-19. There are more than 28.3 million confirmed infections worldwide. And the United Nations independent expert on poverty is now warning that the worst impacts from the coronavirus pandemic on poverty are yet to come, and measures taken so far have been insufficient. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma.
Olivier de Schutter, a Belgian legal scholar appointed by the UN, says the social safety nets put into place are full of holes and that these current measures are generally short-term, the funding insufficient, with many people inevitably falling through the cracks. De Schutter adds the economic downturn resulting from the pandemic is unprecedented in times of peace since the Great Depression in the 1930s. And he warns 176 million additional people worldwide are vulnerable, with just a little over $3 per day being used as the poverty baseline. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
And a new poll says the coronavirus pandemic has taken a harsh toll on the mental health of young Americans, AP correspondent Shelley Adler.
A majority of Americans ages 18 through 34 say they have at least sometimes felt isolated in the past month, compared with about 40% of older Americans. That's according to the latest COVID response tracking study conducted by NORC at the University of Chicago. 25% of young adults who are going through life transitions like starting college and finding jobs rate their mental health as fair or poor, compared with just 13% of older adults. I'm Shelley Adler.
Hundreds of farmers continue to hold a remote dam in northern Mexico as time is running out for the country to catch up on payments and avoid breaching a 1944 water treaty with the United States. Mexico's Water Commission warned Friday that farmers who took over the dam in the border state of Chihuahua last week may have damaged the facility's controls with just about 6 weeks to go before an October 24th deadline for handing over a massive amount of water that Mexico owes the United States. Concern is the building, if the farmers refuse to budge, the National Guard will be sent in. Via remote, I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.